I'm just going to talk about the coronavirus for a second. I know that's what everyone's talking about, but I actually have a solution for people if they want to listen through to the end and hear what I have to say. My dad just lost his job today, as has a lot of people in Australia at the moment, lining up for Centrelink, which is the government payments here in Australia. We're not at the level of the rest of the world. We're not being told to self-isolate inside our houses, and we can't leave our house. We can optionally go to the shops and do a lot of things, but we can't. There's rules in place, such as we can't eat out, dine out. We can only get takeaway, and limit our time in public. To stop the spread. Okay, so there's rules in place such as a 1.5 meter distance away from other people. Therefore, that prevents a lot of hairdressers, makeup artists, restaurants, etc. It's prevented them from doing the job that they need to do. Therefore, a lot of people are shutting down their brick and mortar businesses. Okay, and I've seen on Instagram a lot of makeup artists and hairdressers are shutting down their salons because they can't effectively work within the 1.5 meter distance effectively, and they can't work it out. So they've just decided to shut down their salons to be safe and to try and do the right thing. So where does that leave people lining up for Centrelink to get government payments to live on because they have no other income except for their brick and mortar business? So it often takes hitting rock bottom for people to make changes, and what I'm suggesting may even make brick and mortar businesses more money than they did before with their brick and mortar business. And how would they do that? And that's through online. You have a skill, whatever it may be. You may have a makeup artist. You may be a makeup artist with a brick and mortar makeup business or a hairdresser. So you would have skills in doing hair and doing makeup. Perhaps you're a chef and you know how to cook. You could look at this coronavirus situation as a opportunity to use the skills that you have and teach other people what it is that you know, because there's going to be people out there that they can't go to the hairdressers, they can't get their makeup done, they can't go and dine out like they used to do. So they need to learn how to do those things within their own homes, because there's a lot of people out in the world that can't leave their house at the moment. They're housebound and they don't know how to do what it is that you already know how to do, okay, with your skill. So that leaves you with an opportunity to teach all these millions of people how to do what you do. Okay, they're seeking out, they want to know these things, especially right now. So this creates a massive opportunity for people to create their own online businesses, teach others what you know, because the market's out there wanting to know what it is that you know. Okay, they're desperate to learn. Okay, especially right now, so they can try and live their life as they did before, the best, in the best way possible. Okay, using what they have. Okay, using their own resources, which is their own brain and their own skills. So people are going to want to learn. They're going to be seeking out how to learn these skills. So that creates a massive opportunity for you to teach people what it is that you already know. Okay, and teach people the skill that you have with your hands, your creative ability. All right. They might want to learn how to cook. They might want to learn so they can continue to have that experience of dining out. They might just want to learn how to cook within their own home, okay? Or they might want to not want to learn how to do makeup. They might want to learn how to do their own hair, their own lashes, their own eyebrows, waxing and doing lashes and attaching hair extensions, for example. Okay, so that's just some suggestions. There's something that you know, some skill that you already have that people are desperate to learn right now because they're stuck in their homes. Okay, so use this as an opportunity, and perhaps you'll make more money than what you did before with your brick and mortar business or your job. Does that make sense? So that's a suggestion to you. What I'm teaching people is how to get their businesses online, how to market to people, okay? Because that's a skill set that I have, that's knowledge that I have that I can now help people with in this desperate time, okay? So that's why you should watch these videos, because there's a lot of them. And I've been going through a strategy that I use, which is to use a social media advertisement using a hook, which is a title, which grabs the attention of people, a story, how to share your story online so it engages viewers to you. So you can share a problem and a solution, which is going to give your viewers an epiphany as to why they should buy it from you and not someone else. You're going to learn how to create an offer through watching my videos. And the offer is going to be a product and a bunch of free things stacked on top, which is going to create an offer stack, okay, an attractive offer to hook your viewer or your customer. There's also going to be a call to action down the bottom, which is a link which takes them to what's called a sales funnel platform, not a website. Okay, websites are dead. And in turn, this strategy is going to create a sale for you, okay, and many sales. But half the battle with this is getting traffic. How are you going to attract traffic to your ad, to your hook, to your story, to your offer, to your call to action link? And drive them to a sale. First, you need to get their attention and get them to click on that link, okay? Get them to click on your ad, right? So how do you do that? How are you gonna attract traffic, whether that be paid traffic or offline, paid traffic or online, we're talking online in this situation. So paid online traffic or non-paid or free online traffic. Does it make sense? How are you going to get that traffic? There is I'm here to share with you resources that you can use. There is a free book that you can read. It's from Russell Brunson. It's his new book called Traffic Secrets. It is absolutely free. He only asks that you pay for postage and handling, which is fair, and that's $9.95 US. I'm going to put a link down below, but first I'm just gaining interest, so I want to know from you if you're interested. So you can do that by commenting down below, I'm interested, in the comment section of where you see this video. Does it make sense? So then I will pass on the link where to go to in order to get that free book from Russell Brunson. Russell Brunson is the owner of ClickFunnels. It's a software company that I think they're making $1 billion at the moment. So they're a successful software company. They create what's called sales funnels, okay? They're a sales funnel company, and he's written this book. He is a master of getting traffic and selling from stage. That's what he's a master at. So he can share with you tips or secret tips of how to get traffic, whether that be paid traffic or free traffic, okay? So to get the answers of how to get traffic, because I can help you with the rest, but if you want to learn how to get traffic to your ad in the first place, then you really need to read this book, okay? So that's that. Who am I? I'm Miranda Wright Marketing. I'm here to help you with your marketing and getting your business online. I'm a strong believer in having a business online because it gives you freedom. It's given me freedom to stay at home with my daughter and homeschool my daughter, okay? When I was once a makeup artist, and I had a situation where I was on a train going to a independent feature film to do makeup for them, and I had an epiphany on the train because I got lost and I was feeling frustrated, and I had to ring up the director and say, I'm lost, I don't know where I'm going. I wasn't getting paid for the job either. I was just doing it for the experience and to build my experience, because a lot of freelance artists feel like, well, I know I did. I felt like I needed to build my experience, and there was no limit to that. At what point are you fully experienced and professional where you can just charge what you want? Okay, I needed to know how to market myself as a professional makeup artist and not accept these free jobs, because it's good in the beginning to build experience, but how much experience do you really need? I was at the point where I probably had enough experience, and I should have been marketing myself as a professional and getting paid what it is that I deserve. But on that train, I had an epiphany. I was leaving my daughter behind to get looked after while I was on this train doing makeup, when I would have enjoyed, and she would have enjoyed, my daughter spending time together and being at home instead of doing makeup for an independent feature film where I wasn't even getting paid. What was I doing it for? That's what the thought was in my head. What on earth am I doing? Okay, I wasn't getting paid. I wasn't getting to spend my time wisely and productively and enjoyably with my daughter. So why was I doing it? I should have been online teaching people how to do makeup, but I did not know that until I started marketing and learning how to create a business online. Okay, so I started going to university, and I was doing a Bachelor of Communications, which led me, because one of the a few of the units of that studies was about film studies, and I majored in creative writing and screen studies, so a lot of the units were about writing and also about film, and that got me really interested in film, which I already loved films, but it pushed me to want to create my own feature film, my own independent feature film. And because I'd done makeup in films before, that I also had a lot of background knowledge about films, so being a crew member. So I created my own feature film, and I wanted to learn how to market that feature film. So I sought out information, going to different masterminds, workshops, reading a lot of books, and learning from different communities that create businesses online. I've learned a lot, and then I went on to study, I'm studying at the moment, a graduate certificate of marketing. So I have a lot of knowledge and a lot of skill sets in marketing that I can share with you, and a lot of background experience. Okay, from the experiences I've had. So my mess is my message to you, and your mess is going to be your message. If you want to know what that means, continue to watch these videos and grab the Traffic Secrets book. I'm going to put the link down below. If it's not there, I really want you to comment down below. I want the book, and I will directly give you the link to where to go to get the free book, which is $9.95 just for the shipping and handling, okay, which is fair. So that's that. That's why I'm here. I don't want people to have the same struggles I had, because I did not know how to create an online business and market myself. Okay? So you have an opportunity right now that is massive. I hope you understand this. And I'm here to help you get your business online and market it. Okay? This book is going to help you to get traffic. So I really encourage you to read the book, okay, as well. Simply comment down below, I'm interested, I want the book, give me the book now, and I'll give you the link to the Traffic Secrets book, okay? Thank you for listening to me. Also, continue to watch these videos from me. I'm Miranda Wright, bye for now.